Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. Last Monday, the monthly fox hunt had to be called off due to a heavy downpour of rain that made it almost impossible for teams to safely find the fox. There were many disappointed faces returning to the clubhouse as this monthly competition brings out the competitive spirit in many of the participants. A few years ago, someone actually hid the fox in the back of a competitor's car, which led to many words of frustration. "I know it's near, but the direction of the signal seems to change all the time," one competitor was heard to say. So if you've got the competitive spirit and want to participate, join in the Fox Hunters on the fourth Monday of each month at the clubhouse. Now, if you drive along the Bruce Highway, take the Bribie Island exit, then head towards Bribie Island itself, and when you are 4.5 kilometres from the overpass, you then turn left into Old Torbal Point Road. But if you reach the Shell service station, then you've gone too far. Now continue up the Old Torbal Point Road for 300 metres and turn right into St Michael's College. You've reached Redfest 2014. Redfest will be held on Saturday the 11th of October 2014 with doors open at 9 a.m. Now there's still some table spaces left for a modest $10, so if you wish to book a table, please contact Club President Peter, VK4EA, via the club's website. And if you missed all those all-important directions, read the text edition of Q News or just check out the Redcliffe and District's website for all the details. Now, a reminder, the area is fully covered. There's plenty of parking. There will be those hard-to-find second-hand items, plenty of new stuff from commercial suppliers, amateur TV demonstrations, as well as fox hunting for the young and the young at heart. With Charlie VK4YZ and John VK4YJV will be there to give newcomers an insight into how it's done. Chefs John VK4BZ and Jeff VK4FNRS have planned a superb menu for all attending. The word is that the muffins will be a specialty. Now, before the end of the year, the club will be holding a technical talk about EMR measurements, something all of us should be interested in. Full details later. Well, that's it for this week. 7-3 for now. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox for the Redcliffe and Districts Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Tim, VK4VI, relaying the news from Burpengary East on 1.843 MHz.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We like to project an image of inclusion and responsibility as radio amateurs. We like to think of ourselves as having fun and enjoying our activities in this pastime. We like to think that we treat others the same way as we want to be treated. All this is part of the creed, the code of the radio amateur, in its various forms. Practically, we find that sometimes people fall short of our expectations. Sometimes we witness behaviour that spoils the hobby for those involved and reflects poorly to those who have to regulate the hobby. Like the road safety ads used to say, "Bloody fool." For whatever reason, some people either go to the trouble of getting a licence or at least paying out for the equipment and then use their gear to be disruptive. The point is that if people are operating outside the licence conditions for amateurs, on our bands, then they're pirates. When this activity is detected, operators should record the details and, if possible, take recordings of the transmissions. The ACMA have removed these bloody fools from the airwaves and will do so again. But don't expect the good fairy to initiate action and complain when nothing happens. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.